93. Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. You can actually get interactive right there on the front page of the website. And what I mean by interactive is you can actually submit content to the site for other listeners to see and vote on, and then the most voted will know what is popular amongst you, the listener, and maybe just talk about it on the radio wave. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. You do need to have a Reddit account. Those are free. Also, the Free Talk Live account you'll need is free as well. If you aren't signed up for those, it'll take only a moment to get signed up, and then link the two accounts together, and you'll be good to go. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, the story we didn't get to last night about the smoking ban that is getting worse out in California. But there's something I wanted to get to first, which is an email, an update on a caller that we had. I believe it was last week. I don't recall which night it was. But a gentleman called in towards one of the end of the hours and basically said he was going to commit suicide. And I have an email from that gentleman. So some of our listeners were obviously wondering, did he commit suicide? Well, no. He wrote an email and sent that to us, and I wanted to share that with you so you could get an update on what was happening with his situation.
A lot of people questioned the veracity of it.
And really? He seemed sincere to me.
He did. They questioned the veracity on Facebook.
Ah.
And
those people are questioning everything.
Well, you know.
Which is good. Good for them.
Will some people call into a radio show for attention?
Yeah, sure.
I think they will.
I don't know how likely an attention seeker is to, like somebody that's like a crank caller to act suicidal. That seems an unusual kind of a crank. I suppose it could happen. But we sat him on the phone for the better part of an hour and asked him all manner of questions about his circumstances. And it's hard for a crank caller to really keep up with answering on-the-spot questions that they aren't maybe necessarily prepared for.
I suspect most of the people that were questioning the veracity of it weren't even listening to the show necessarily.
Probably true.
I mean, Facebook is full of people who have opinions about things of which they have no clue.
Yeah, I do wonder how many of the 15,000 or so Facebook likes we have are actual people who've listened to the show.
A lot of times it's the memes.
Right, something we post gets liked or something like that, right?
A lot of our listeners probably haven't liked us on Facebook. And if you would like to, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
You certainly can. So this coming in from Jim, our caller, and it's coming from his real email address, etc., his real name. I have decided.
He's got some stuff there, too, that sort of proves his case.
Oh, yes. He attaches files regarding a physical abuse from his father, rape from the priest. He was raped allegedly multiple times, and when he went to tell his parents, they didn't believe him. They believed the priest. So he's had a pretty tough time in life, and also a note disowning his parents. So this is the text of his email here. I've decided to take the advice of some of the callers and yourselves. I'm making arrangements to go on a week-long trip to Canada to undergo PTSD/MDMA therapy. Now, I wonder why you'd be going to Canada. Is it legal there?
It's probably more legal, but less illegal.
I'm just very curious about that. Like, I didn't know if that was the case. Very interesting. My psychiatrist and therapist, who are both supposed to be experts in adult survivors of child abuse. There's not really a sentence there. Should be a sentence. But anyway, moving on. So I am 45 and now I guess technically retired. I did help some people as part of the original plan. Was the third generation in the foundry business with over 120 people. I sold to the employees with a net profit of $2 million. I hung up suddenly because my wife had arrived home and I couldn't talk freely. He's talking about when he was on the phones with us. Listening later to the podcast, I decided to talk to her about my level of despair. And we listened to the third hour together, as well as Stephanie's advice from her podcast, which is the Pork Therapy podcast, based on an email into Pork Therapy. Terry, my wife, wasn't shocked, but was glad to hear about the options available. Thanks. I will keep you posted. By the way, I did call once before to recommend against a young man joining the military. I had spent 4 years in Leavenworth because I would not fire into a hut or house when the day before we leafleted the area to abandon due to encroaching military action. Anyway, that's the lesser concern from the other garbage. As it turns out, someone else easily followed those orders. I often wonder what happened to that young man. Once again, thanks to both of you, Johnson and the callers, especially the sweet older caller from Ithaca. So,
Helen sounds like he's doing better.
Sounds like he is actively looking for a different sort of help, as was suggested on the show by you, the listeners, and
what
Johnson
I really
as
like,
well.
I like that he's looking at new things, but what I really like is he shared this with his wife. That puts two minds on a problem rather than one. He's got a problem, and it needs to be solved. He has some level of depression around this issue, and people work through these kind of things, and that's what I want for him.
Well, and at least he's got a plan now, too, because he was pretty despondent, and the last time we talked to him, all he was planning was how to go and drop himself into an ice fishing hole.
Yeah.
So better to be focusing on planning on what you can do to make yourself better, and in this case, he's going to Canada for a week-long trip, which will include MDMA therapy session with a psychotherapist, which I think is great.
It's great to hear hope as opposed to despair, and I think that when a person is at a spot where they're seriously considering suicide, there really is no hope left. And I'm really heartened to hear the feedback from this caller.
Were listening that night, weren't you?
I was really upset. I called in and said my piece, and I'm very glad to hear that he's reaching out, and it's so often said that the phone is heavier than the gun, and it's very difficult to kind of break through whatever barrier you've put up between you and people who are in a position to help you, because people who have taken advantage of you previously in your life, and he mentions abuse, parental abuse, by people in authority who should have been trusted. And that's devastating, especially when you're in your formative years. You know, and who do you tell if somebody's going to judge you for your experience or blame you, shame you for your experience when you were nothing but a victim? It's really hard to kind of take down a wall and talk to somebody about what happened to you and kind of seek that connection that gives you hope to continue on and find a better day in the future.
Another email, this one from Karen. She is emailing regarding parents and their responsibility to children. Hey, Ian, I discovered Free Talk Live last month and have been a daily listener since. I live in Nebraska, and I often feel like the only libertarian in the state. It's great to hear other freedom advocates talk about the issues of the day. I heard the subject of parental responsibility come up again on last night's show and felt like sharing my opinion. But before we go on with her email, I'd like to encourage everybody who feels like you're the only libertarian in your state to join the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Because let me tell you, we are definitely not the only libertarians in the state. We're not the only libertarians on the block.
We're not the only libertarians in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, never mind.
Well, but there's a lot of liberty-oriented people here in New Hampshire, over 1,500 of them now as part of the Free State Project. People who have made the move, over 1,000 people have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and are getting active here. And, of course, getting active can mean a whole lot of different things. It can mean, you know, getting out in the community and doing outreach. It can mean creating media. It can mean politics, supporting political candidates, doing civil disobedience. There's just so much that you can do. And the more people that we get to come here who love freedom and who are willing to do something about it, the more effective the liberty movement in New Hampshire will be. And ultimately, when New Hampshire becomes more free, then that will be something that other places can look to as an example to say, maybe that freedom stuff does work that those libertarian types were talking about. Seems like they made it work in New Hampshire. Now that's on down the road. But it's a good plan, and it's working. So go to freestateproject.org and get signed up there. If you love liberty, you'll love this idea. So again, freestateproject.org. Back to Karen's email. She says, I heard the subject of parental responsibility come up again on last night's show and felt like sharing my opinion. First, a biological mother and biological father are things distinct from parents. They have created life, and they're responsible to see that the child has at least one parent. In most cases, the biological mom and or dad accepts this role, choosing to keep the baby. We'll come back with the remainder of her thoughts on parental responsibility to their children in moments here. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control as well.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Good day, Jim Newkirk from Midas Resources. November 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,252.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,298.21, $649.11 for a half ounce, or $324.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,298.21, $649.11, and $324.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free. Coming up, the smoking ban expanding in one place in California. We'll give you the awful details here in a few moments. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. That means you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect to us in that way if you prefer. So again, our toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-3733.
If you're looking for camping or hunting or survival or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has got the name brands that you want, and they've got them at the best prices. It's hunting season up here in the Northeast. I don't know what time it is all around the United States. I imagine it's different times in different places. But, Nimi, no?
You would imagine it's different times.
I would imagine it is. I would think it would move south like the leaves, like the fall leaves.
Gotcha.
Is that not so? You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, if you're wanting some hunting, camping, or survival, or shooting gear, it's a great time of the year to be hiking, too. You know, there's no bad weather, just bad gear. So get the good gear at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the tents, the apparel, the even boating equipment, or water purification systems, archery, firearms and firearm accessories and ammunition. Tough to find these days. They've got some ammunition over there. Go check it out. Lots of flashlights at manventureoutpost.com.
Are you going to be leading a winter expedition this winter, Mark?
I will be going on a hike at about 9 or 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Right on. Giving walk, too.
Giving thanks. Oh, yes, nice. Yes. It's a walk when I do it, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, sure. But, yeah. Well, when I do it, it's a walk. Isn't that what I just said?
No, I think that's really what hiking is it's like a walk
it's
over
a walk.
Rougher terrain.
Right.
All right, so back to the email here and then to your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Karen emails in regarding parental responsibility, and her first point is that there's a biological mother and father. Those things are different from parents, she says. She points out that those people are responsible to see that the child has at least one parent. So, for instance, Mark, you are adopted. You have a biological mom and dad. You don't know who they are.
No.
They're not your parents.
That's correct.
Your mom, who adopted you, is...
And my dad, yeah, who adopted
is a parent.
Was.
Was, right. Mom's still around, though. Anyway,
so I thought I heard an interesting theory behind this, because she just makes a positive statement with no backing, right? Like, she says, you're responsible. Exactly how did I become responsible is the next operative question. And I think that I heard an interesting theory that essentially, as parents, you created a being who was incompetent. You know, like they are not capable of taking care of themselves. You put a being into that position. And therefore, you have a responsibility. A tort was created, or a tortious situation was created. And you have a responsibility of care for that individual to some level. You either, you know, you can either hand them over to someone who will care for them, to the best of your knowledge, will care for them. You can, you know, care for them yourself. But I wonder, inside of this theory, and I think it's a fascinating theory, and I'm willing to adopt it. But when I think through 100,000 years of human evolution, Homo sapiens had a jump forward about 20,000 years ago. So let's just use the last 20,000 years. You know, what responsibility did they have? And is their responsibility lesser than mine because I have more wealth? I don't know if that's true. So those people weren't even providing roofs over the heads of their children. They were caring for them likely in the best way that they could. But what responsibility do I have? I think the best thing is, that I don't, like, responsibility, it's such a nasty word for how I feel about my son. I love my son, and I want to take care of him. And sort of anything beyond that, I don't even know how to address.
So Karen goes on. She says, a parent, through adoption or choosing to keep the baby, is responsible for the feeding and caring of the child. And part of that care includes teaching the kid how to behave properly and managing their finances, since a child usually has no income and usually doesn't understand delayed gratification. If you're at a grocery store and your kid opens a bag of chips and dumps them on the floor, the store has the right to demand payment from your kid. And because your kid is financially dependent on you, you'll foot the bill. If your child needs to pay the neighbor $200 for putting a baseball through a window, you, the parent, are responsible for paying up or negotiating a settlement. As long as that kid is under your fiscal control, you're obligated to honor their debts. Once they're old enough to work or start their own business, that strict responsibility ends, even though many parents remain the primary lender and financial backer of their children in times of need.
Yeah.
But
on well past 18.
That part.
Really? really?
It does happen.
Keep going, because I'm just sitting here listening.
It's this magical world.
That becomes a part of the relationship between adults and not a parent-child obligation. Part of the care of a child includes educating them, and a person that willingly accepts the responsibilities of parenting needs to teach their kid how to behave. However, kids do not have a mind of their own. Kids do, rather, have a mind of their own.
They certainly do.
And the worst that a parent can be charged with if their kid commits a crime is negligence, their carelessness, and failure to fulfill their responsibility to educate their child, having contributed to the harm of another, unless, of course, the parent encourages the child and becomes an accomplice. If I were on a jury trying a parent for criminal negligence, it would have to be an extreme case to warrant a conviction. She says, anyway, that's my 0.02 BTC, or $7.75. Keep up the excellent show, guys.
Yeah, so can you give me some context here? This is in relation to a topic last night?
Discussion. No, she said last night, but this was written a couple weeks ago.
I gotcha.
It's been an ongoing topic on Free Talk Live.
Right, the question is, what is the responsibility, or what are the responsibilities of a parent for the actions of a child, essentially?
Morally or literally?
Right.
Well, what are the, morally, I guess, is the, you know, what are the responsibilities? Because there's this, okay, so I have come out against the non-aggression principle as it relates to children. I do not think that the non-aggression principle enters into the parent-child paradigm simply because one can't really operate that way. So the non-aggression principle is the principle that you will use neither force nor fraud to achieve your ends.
Mm-hmm.
So when dealing with children, force is it's a necessity. Now, some people will try to apply, continue to apply the non-aggression principle in that paradigm and saying, well, you know, sometimes force is necessary. And when you make that caveat, when you say, well, it's sometimes necessary because you're doing it for their own good, you've just justified every bit of force that's ever been used throughout human existence.
Sure.
Dropping the bomb on Hiroshima was for the good of the world.
Which is ridiculous.
Or whatever. You know, you pick whatever violent, horrifying act, and somebody's got a justification for it because it was for the greater good. I'm not interested in your justifications for force. That's why I claim that the non-aggression principle doesn't enter into the parent-child relationship, that it is impossible.
However, there are parents who, like, are completely hands-off with their kids, and they claim that it works.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
Well, I think that we need competition in the area of parenting in order to find out what works and what doesn't. However, once your bad parenting enters into my world, then I have the right to, at the very least, say something.
We'll come back with more here. 855-450 free. The smoking ban on the way. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. Take control. Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, those toll free numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other listeners of the show. The webcam is available to you at cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room is built in. When Nemi is waving right now, the chat room is built in to the cam page, so you can interact with the other listeners that way. It's all free, of course. cam.freetalklive.com.
Reading from seekingalpha.com, which is an investment strategy website out there, by a man named John Malent, writes, "We know the LED lighting industry has been growing steadily on a global scale. It's also well known that it has a potential for generating hundreds of billions of dollars as businesses and households slowly make the transition to LED lights. As the industry grows, so will the companies that look to make money in that industry. There's one new player, Forcefield Energy, that's FNRG is the ticker symbol, that I believe has excellent growth potential and has shown it with recent initiatives." This is what my contention about ForcefieldEnergy.com has been for the last several months. I believe that this company has a great deal of upward potential. Go check, do your research, because, well, it's your money. You better know when you invest. But I think when you do your research, you'll probably come to the same conclusion that I have, that ForcefieldEnergy.com is a buy, that it's going to, the stock price is going to continue to rise. Go check them out, ForcefieldEnergy.com. Ticker symbol is FNRG. They're on NASDAQ, so you can get it through any brokerage account. FNRG, ForcefieldEnergy.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Actually, we're going to Skype, where you can connect with us at username.
But that's not fun.
LRN.FM. Actually, Skype's more fun because it's easier to understand people on Skype. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live from California. Hey, Ben. Benjamin.
Hey, I hope you guys are having a good evening.
Yes, it is Thanksgiving Eve here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, especially since Bitcoin, according to Bitcoin Average, in USD just crossed the 1,000 threshold.
Hooray!
And on Mt. Gox, it's almost over 1,100. It's at 1,092.
You know, Benjamin, I don't know how to feel about this, honestly. I think that the precipitous, I don't know, it wouldn't be a precipitous rise.
That's how I feel about
precipitation
it.
Falls.
Awesome news.
The rocketing of the price of Bitcoin is to somewhat disconcerting. If Bitcoin is meant to be a currency, and it is, I think it's a huge step forward in the area of currency, it's going to have to find some equilibrium. But I find these growing pains of sort of growth to be... they're concerning to me, and they're a put off to many.
Well, I think you'll still have those growing pains until everyone who would want Bitcoin has Bitcoin, or has at least heard of Bitcoin, and
as demand rises,
has made
right?
that decision, right? Because there will constantly be demand. But what I wanted to talk about was you guys have your matching program going on for AMP to increase the AMP to bring on Daryl to increase the number of stations you guys are on, hopefully. And I know for one thing, I might have gotten into Bitcoin eventually, but one of the reasons I got into Bitcoin as early as I did was because of Free Talk Live, hearing about it on Free Talk Live, hearing the businesses that advertise about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. So one of the things I'd like to see is people who are amping, people who also got into Bitcoin because of Free Talk Live and have seen the value of the Bitcoin go up to consider contributing maybe one time, maybe regularly, to your guys' tip jar as a thank you for that. I think that would be a good way of kind of reciprocating what at least what you have done for, like, me.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. In fact, it was Roger Veer who was really the person who was responsible for kind of bringing us in to actually having Bitcoins.
Well, let's tell the whole story.
Roger Veer found out about Bitcoins from listening to Free Talk Live.
Right. So that, Gavin Andreessen, who is a longtime amplifier Free Talk Live, is the head developer for Bitcoin. And he met us up here. Now, he lives within an hour away or something like that. And we had lunch with him. And, you know, we talked to him about it. We were skeptical but interested and those kind of things. And then we talked about Bitcoin as a result of that meeting. And then Roger Veer began to look into Bitcoins and got excited about them, and then essentially, you know, he does advertising on the show. He's got bitcoinstore.com and blockchain.info. He was interested enough to say, look, I want to pay my advertising in Bitcoin. And at first, I want to keep a client happy. And so I sort of pushed Ian and my wife, who are basically the operatives here at Free Talk Live, into taking something like a fifth or...
I thought we started with a half, but...
I don't think it was half now.
Yeah, we were pretty skeptical. we didn't really want to take money in Bitcoin in the beginning.
Well, at first, no, we were unsold. But, you know, those bitcoins, those little bit of bitcoins we got in the first few months, worth significantly more than probably the cash that Roger paid in even before that. So, it's great.
So, yeah, we're just giving Roger as an example of what you're talking about, somebody who found out about Bitcoin through Free Talk Live and then sent some our way. And, gosh, I appreciate the suggestion, Benjamin. Anything else that you want to throw out there tonight?
No, I just wanted to say congratulations, Bitcoin, because I know 1,000 was a psychological barrier probably for a lot of people. And so hopefully see you again at 10,000.
All right. Thanks for the call. That might be next month at this rate. I mean, let's keep this in perspective. Bitcoin was $200, what, a month ago? Yep. It was kind of level at around 200, you know, swinging down to 150 somewhere in there for several months, and then all of a sudden, it was up to 500. 2 weeks ago, it was $500.
That's why I say it's unnerving.
What was that, Benjamin?
I just think it's all the publicity is getting. More people are finding out about it. And
yeah, that's probably
true. They're transferring their currency, whatever that may be, whether it's the Chinese currency or, you know, some the euros or the USD they have. and they're transferring to Bitcoin. That's just increasing the value of it.
So I saw a debate, you know, I wouldn't call it a debate, you know, conversation between Stefan Molyneux and Peter Schiff, both of them big time. You know, I call them radio hosts. They're not really. Stefan does podcasts, and he's huge on the internet. And Peter Schiff does a radio program, and he's very important for having predicted the housing bubble. But Peter's very skeptical on Bitcoin, and you know, one of the things he said is that of the things that he said, I found most of it to be sort of, you know, I dismissed it. But one of the things he said that, you know, I found interesting was, is this is how markets work. When markets are ramped up and everybody's excited and people are buy, this is what it looks like. And generally, they crash after that. Now, there's never been the introduction of a new digital commodity, though.
Yeah, this is completely uncharted territory.
So that's kind of the difficult thing here, is we're not talking about a stock because Bitcoin's not a company.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about a bond because nobody's asking for a Bitcoin loan. We're not talking about an established commodity like orange juice or pork bellies or gold or you know, wheat or whatever it is. Those things have been around for thousands of years. We know how they perform. Bitcoin may be attempting to, you know, be like a balloon released underwater, attempting to find level, and that, you know, if it's going to be the world's reserve currency, and I don't know if it will, or if it'll just be the currency for transferring funds and, you know, gambling online and maybe buying safer drugs, I don't know what it's going to be, but even if it's just that, it's got a long ways to go to get up to that.
Well, I think one way to think of it is it's a new commodity, and imagine if no one knew about gold, and then all of a sudden we started finding gold, and few people knew about it, and the price would rise as gold was found, and people found out, oh, this is amazing stuff. We can use it for this, this, and that. So as more people find out about it, it's going to raise the price, and I think that's what's driving it, is just people are finding out about it.
It's as good of as good as the speculation as any. I think it's a fine suggestion, and it's certainly there's a big amount of Bitcoins being sold over in China on a day-to-day basis now. Thank you, Benjamin, for your call tonight. Appreciate it, and thank you to everybody who sent something to us over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That is the Bitcoin tip jar, and Bitcoin tips are right now being doubled thanks to a generous donor, so you can send that along to us, and we appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shutdown and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free. At 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line, that's 855-453. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We were just talking about Bitcoin contributions to the show. Mark, you made a good point during the break, and that is that there is a cap. If you donate a Bitcoin, well, right now there are over $1,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin on the BitcoinAverage.com U.S. charts. So our cap is $950 U.S. dollars per month. So obviously
for matching,
Matching.
Now, if you donate a Bitcoin, which we would truly appreciate, that money is still going to go to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's going to get us on more radio stations, and we're going to use that simply to do what it takes to spread the ideas of liberty and get Free Talk Live heard by more people all the time.
But the point is, I had said that Bitcoin contributions will be matched. That's not entirely true. It's just I'm just presuming that most people are going to donate what they've been donating, which is, you know, 0.1 or whatever amount of Bitcoin they can afford. I don't know how many people are able to donate a full Bitcoin these days. A year ago, donating a full Bitcoin would have been no problem. But these days, it's a lot more difficult for that to happen. So, again, there is a cap on the amount that we can match, so do keep that in mind. But either way, if you donate, it is certainly appreciated. So go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, what about actually storing bitcoins? Because you have to have a wallet in which to place bitcoins before you can start to donate or spend them or save them.
Yeah. That would be blockchain.info is the place to do that, the best online wallet available to you. And one of the reasons is, one of the great reasons is the encryption's done in your browser. Blockchain never has access to your bitcoins. It's all done there in your browser in the HTTPS area. I don't really know much beyond that, but I do know people that would know, and they agree that that blockchain.info, best online wallet you can get. They have tools that allow you to send and receive Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Go get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, if you want to get into Bitcoin, now's your opportunity. Do it. Blockchain.info.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Answer the fun. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I called in for, last night. You were talking about the homesteading theory against this group in New York that was suing a building owner for painting over their graffiti.
Yes, so there's some organization called like Aerosol Artists Association.
Five Points is the location. It's a 200,000 square foot, basically old industrial building that hasn't been used in years, and it had been tagged up with some very beautiful and very artistic graffiti, and the owners of the building decided they were going to sell it finally, or I guess not sell it, but tear it down and develop some luxury apartments there instead. And before tearing it down, they actually painted over all the graffiti, and that upset people. Go ahead, Crichton.
Well, there's the thing is in traditional theory about homesteading is that the whole point of homesteading is that you're taking a natural or otherwise abandoned, unused environment and you're making use of it. The question is that's generally assumed that it's fairly continuous. Like if you had a completely abandoned home, like a cabin out in the woods, and you found it and no one has lived there for years, and you move into it and you're living there, you're continuously using it, you got your stuff in there, even though you might not actually be in it. However, the idea that someone can come up to a building and spray paint it, that's not a continuous use. They know when they do that this is not their property. That can change at any time. They're using it while they're painting it. So they really don't have a claim as far as homesteading goes, but there is a case coming out of...
what if they come back? Hold on a second. This was kind of like an artist collective. This building is a real destination.
And they were leaving their stuff there, by the way.
Right.
They're leaving their paint.
Right. There's training classes and seminars and things like that. Regular activities were happening at this location. There's even a website devoted to it that talks all about the different things going on there. So, I mean, if indeed, let's just say there's one wall of this building that is being used as the trainee wall, and it's being constantly painted on, and the instructor is there every week, does that qualify under your guidelines to be homesteading?
That might very well qualify. And there's a guy in Springdale, Ohio, it hit the news today, that is using homesteading rules, using a quiet claim. He moves into a house after the owners have been foreclosed upon, and then uses a quiet claim, a court document, which is basically the claim that I'm homesteading this property, it's no longer yours, against the bank and potentially the current owners if they intend to pay it back, against the house, with no intentions whatsoever of paying the bank anything. And it's working. And it's...
I don't know what... I saw this article and it looked like, it looked a little sketchy to me what he was doing, but, if there's a house that is essentially in sort of a legal limbo, and you're without a home, and you decide to move into that house, how long before it really does become yours? What if nobody says anything to you for 20 years? Is that house yours? I mean, you certainly improved upon it and come to rely on it and things like that. I mean, I think it's very interesting.
There is a standard. There is a standard in the law. It's called squatting rights, and the standard squatting rights is 7 years. So if you've lived in a place continuously or used it continuously for 7 years, but no one has challenged you yet, you have squatter's rights. And
in New Hampshire, it's 20.
Certainly do have squatter's rights. But this guy in Ohio, he's actually done it to 7 people in the same day. But the thing is, that's impossible. It's impossible to continuously use more than one home.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I don't like that that setup either. I'm skeptical of that.
Crichton, any other thoughts you want to share on the issue?
Nope. That's all I had.
Appreciate your call tonight. Thank you. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN.
Many times homesteading has been used in a very sort of ethnocentricist and cultural way. You know, like people would consider the white settlers that came to this country to have been, they got land that wasn't even occupied and did stuff with it. And, you know, the pilgrims, the first thing they did was dig off into some Indians, seed corn. Hey, look what we found. This must be ours. Get out of my seed corn vault, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, And so they had to make good on it, and fortunately they did. But as their numbers expanded, they, you know, people got to be less and less friendly with the natives, and I guess we all know how that ended up. It wasn't right, I can tell you that.
No doubt. 855, 450, free. So the smoking ban, California, we didn't get to the story. I want to make sure we hit it tonight. San Rafael City Council, in a unanimous decision, according to the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com, have now approved the strictest type of smoking ordinance in the country. Effective last week, Assembly Bill 746 bans residents of apartments, condos, duplexes, and multifamily homes from smoking cigarettes and any tobacco products inside their homes.
That's it, so long as they share a wall with another dwelling.
Correct.
That's my understanding.
Introduced by Assemblymember Mark Levine and pushed by the Smoke-Free Marin Coalition for over 7 years, because we've heard about this thing
before. Yep, they've been talking about it for a while.
The ordinance applies to owners and renters in all buildings that house wall-sharing units for three or more families. The purpose is to prevent secondhand smoke from traveling through doors, windows, floorboards,
concrete,
crawl spaces, or ventilation systems, i.e. any conceivable opening into neighboring units. San Rafael has joined a number of growing cities, such as Belmont, California, that have implemented similar bans. Levine said the bill is motivated by his desire to ensure that Californians can breathe clean air in their own homes, in apartments or condominiums. Whenever a neighbor lights up, everyone in the building smokes with them.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Everyone in the building smokes with them? Really?
So I've always been skeptical of this. There have been some scientific studies out that, and some, one of which has been debunked, I know, about secondhand smoke.
Yes.
Right? Like the secondhand smoke, you take one whiff of that, and in a couple, in a decade or two, you're going to be dead.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I've known people that have smoked filterless cigarettes for 40 or 50 years before they die. I'm reasonably certain that, when you're sucking right on the cigarette, that you're getting a lot larger concentration than you are from secondhand smoke. I don't think it's cool to lock a kid into a car with the windows rolled up and smoke then, but it's not like it wasn't done when I was a kid.
Well, there's a lot of things parents do that other parents disagree with, right? I mean, some people would say it's not cool to give your kids candy, or some people would say it's not cool to give your kids fatty foods, or whatever. We're coming up here in moments about this smoking ban, and your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.